This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. Deer love soybeans. Some fields in high deer pressure areas can have yield losses as high as 80%. Most damage to soybean fields occurs when the soybeans are young. Deer can feed on soybean pods, but are less likely to cause much damage to mature soybeans. Control options include fencing, both electric and non-electric, repellent sprays, noise makers, and population control. None of these methods will result in complete damage reduction, and often more than one control method needs to be combined. Fencing can be ideal if the deer need to be excluded from a smaller area or have restricted movement. A non-electric permanent fence will need to be 7 to 8 feet tall to stop a deer. A permanent fence can also be slanted to improve effectiveness. Electric fences can also be used. When building an electric fence, it is important to remember that visibility is key. There needs to be at least 15 feet of clearing in front of the fence. Another part of electric fence is it better to leave it up and electrified most of the year. Without a constant charge, they will be conditioned to ignore the fence rather than avoid it. Besides fences, spray-on repellents have also been studied for effectiveness. A study from Michigan shows that deer repellent's effects were highly variable, and generally, the sprays did not significantly improve yields. If you have any questions about controlling deer in your field crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233.